The Shevet Mi'Yisrael is safer. From it's, I think it's the Rav in Manchester. Could be. You would know, huh? Chalkative. Chalkative, yeah.
Yisrael.
Manchester.
Yisrael.
Yeah. Yisrael Friedman. Yeah. So he has a very nice mimer on Hanukkah, and he says like this. He's telling over a story that he heard that in the city of Kovno, which was in Lithuania, there was a person who would leave his house and he would be a malamed in a village that was, you know, away from Kovno. And what would happen was that he gathered enough money after like a month or 2 months, he would send the shliach with the money to give to his wife in Kovno, and she would take the money, go to the marketplace, and buy the stuff that she needs. Like, it would happen like every month or two. One time, she sent the husband sent the shliach with the money. He went to Kovno. He gave the money to the isha in the shuk, and after about an hour in the shuk, she realized she doesn't have the bag of money. So she got frantic and she started running. Where could I have left the money? This. And she looked everywhere. She couldn't find it. The marketplace is a big place. What are you going to do about it? Then there was a shmua came out. There was a guy who found a bag of money, a lot of money in it. People start, we're talking about it, the mikveh talking, you know. You hear about the Maisa, this guy? It's a Yid. So right away, she found out who that person is, and she went to him, and he says, I'm the one who lost the money. And she says, I'm going to give you all this money. I'm going to tell you how much money, what the purse looked like. I think it might even have some of my identification inside. So he says, so what? I don't have to give it back to you. What do you mean you have to give it back? I'm the person that gives you the money. Elimit si shalai, leosav lachris, right? It's a Gemara, right? I'm giving you all this imanim. It's mine. So he says, no, it's halach and shulchan aruch. The halach and shulchan aruch says that if you have a town that's ruba goyim, and it was lost in the place where there was ruba goyim and only a mid of yidden, it's it. You're miayish. Because ruba goyim are not going to give you back the money. So therefore, since the marketplace was Rove Goyim, so therefore that money belongs to the finder. I have every right, I'll pi shulchan aruch, that's the din, and I'm going to give it back. So she was to Brochen, like, this is the, you know, my husband worked so hard for 2 months to get this money, this is why I get my livelihood for the family, and now I can't do it. What am I going to do? So they said, you know what? Go to the Rove of Kovno. Her friends told the girl, Rabbi Chanan Spector was the Rav of Kovno, and ask him the Shaila. So she went to the Rav, and he summoned the Yid who found the money. And he says, you know, you might know the Shulchan Aruch, but sometimes you have to be Ma'ayin to know what the din is. And over here you didn't do it. In this case, even if it's true that it was Rove Goyim, however, the Isha, it's not her money. The Isha is only a shliach for the Baal. It's his money. And since it's his money, he never was miayish because he didn't even know what happened. He's in a different place altogether. So therefore, you can't be yash because you're not the bala boss. You don't own it. That's the story. When Rabbi Yeruchim from the Mir heard this story, this was a sensational Kabbalah story about the Yid's tiding, Rov Goyim. It's very nice. Al pi halacha, it would be true if the person who lost it, Rov Goyim, owned the money. But she didn't own the money. She's only a shaliach. Therefore, you're the yish that she would have and say, okay, I gave up, means nothing. Because she's not the baal of the money. Comes along Rabbi Yeruchim from the Mir, the Mashgiach. He says, unbelievable what you can learn from this story. We all came into Olam Hazeh as a shaliach. We're a shaliach. Everyone's a shaliach. Shaliach is Yisrael. We have to do Hashem's job. What did it? He gave us a neshama. And he says, you have this neshama? Okay, I want you to use the neshama in order to mekayim my shlichus, Hashem says. So some person says, oh, this is too schwer for me. I'm in a bad mood. I can't do this. It's too big. I'm giving up. I'm copping out. I'm not going to do it. So he says, hey, who owns the neshama? He owns the neshama. Lakaisha neshama is not the big. I thought it's hot until the fact of the time. I thought also the loving man who looks like a bow. It's a big cotton. It's a big cotton. You're a shliach. You don't own the neshama. You're not a balabas to say, well, today I'm not learning. I'm going to give up. I'll never finish this perik. I'm never going to be masak in this mida. Who says you have a right to do that? You don't. The yish is not a yish. It doesn't count. You don't have a right to do that. He says, just like you see in the story, that this woman, even though she lost it, right? She's not allowed to be miyayish. And if she is miyayish, it's meaningless because you're not the balabos. In order to give up hope, you have to be the balabos. Then it means something. So the same thing with every yid, what he does. If he gets in certain moods, or today's not my day. Today I woke up in the wrong side of the bed. You ever hear that expression? I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Well, how could it be the wrong side of the bed? The bed's one side is the wall. You ain't going to wake up on you can't get out of the bed from that side of the wall. What is the wrong side of the bed? What kind of ridiculous statement is that? I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. You have to look into yourself and say, why am I not getting up? Or why am I not doing this? Or why am I not coming to Seder? Or why am I like this? You're falling into you. She says, I'm a balavera, I can't daven. So he says, you're not the balabos over here in the neshama. Hashem's the balabos. You have no right. Your yish means nothing as far as the reality is. Then he brings the Gemara. That has to do with Hanukkah. That was Rabbi Yeruchim from the Mir who added on to the story. It says, my Hanukkah. The Gemara says, what's Hanukkah? So it says like, this is what the Gemara says. Gemara in Shabbos Chof Aleph. Kishanich nesu Yivonim Lehechol. When the Yivonim came into the Beis HaMikdash, Timu kol Ashmonim. They defiled all the oils. Bodku, and when they, after they defeated the enemy, bodku. What does bodku mean? Bedika. What's a bedika? They searched, and they didn't find elo pach echad shel shemen. So it was the Rebbe from beyond, which was this. The Sefer, the Shevich Yisrael's Rebbe said, what does it have to say Bodku for? Bodku. Bodku. What's the pshat Bodku? Means that they had to not accept the situation as is. He brings a medrash that says, you know how long the Yevonim were inside the Beis HaMikdash? Before the revolt happened, 3 years. 3 years before the Chashmonaim went and fought. He says, what did they do for 3 years? They made sure that there should be no remnant of Yiddishkeit, no remnant of Torah. They defiled everything. They defiled all the oils. They had 3 years to do it. That was the plan. He says it's like the Nazis, Yimach Shalom. Any remnant of a Yid. I guess they were taking revenge that we have Amalek. There shouldn't be Zecher Amalek, not even a behemoth of an Amalek. This should be called an Amalek thing. That's what Amalek wanted to do to us. In Nazi Germany, any milashahu of a Yid they want to get rid of. That's what the Rehavonim were. That's what they said. They want to get rid of everything. Anything that would say that there's a Yid and there's a Torah, they want to get rid of. And yet, after all that, Badku. What does Badku mean? They searched. What are they searching for? The Rehavonim were there three years, and we know what they were trying to do. To defile the Shemen. So what are you searching for?
Maybe.
Huh? Maybe. Maybe to the 100th power. Maybe to the 100th power. Yeah, maybe. You ever lose something, right? And you're frantic about it, you got to find it, right? So you go back and you check it again, right? Maybe I missed something. And you can't find it, look around the whole place again. Maybe I'll look again. And you go back to the same place, like a dummy. You know what I mean? You don't find it over there. You turn it upside down. Maybe I didn't look good enough, right? Doesn't happen? You ever? Huh?
Last night.
Okay, and you keep looking the same place. You checked it already, right? Vodku means that they kept on going back to check it out. Maybe we'll find the thing. That means what? They weren't miyayas. They didn't give up. I learned this piece four times. Forget it. It's over. I'm not going to get it. No! If you're really searching for it, you'll say, I got to try it again because... And maybe once in a blue moon you'll say, oh, it was right under this thing. I didn't even look under there. Because Hashem didn't want you to find it right away. He wanted you to search. And search and search and search to show you that sometimes for Torah, vodku, you have to search and search till you find it. Don't give up Yush. And you know why don't give up with Yush? Because you don't own your neshama. That you could think I could be miyayish. It's not yours, it's Hashem. You're only a shliach, and a shliach can't be miyayish. A shliach can't be miyayish and say, I'm not going to be a big yid, I'm not going to be a ben Torah. It's not up to you. So this is very important, this badku. He talks about what is known as the Chiddush Yerim, when he brings it down from someone else. The Gemara says, V'yogato umotsoso tamin. What does V'yogato mean?
Work hard.
Toil, work hard. Umotsoso?
You find it.
And you'll find. The guy says, I worked hard and I found, you believe him. What's the pshat that you work hard and you find? The Lashon of Metziah means something that your efforts and the goal no shadows to each other. I walk in the street and I find a mitziah. Eila mitziah shalai, eila tzum lahachris. What does it mean, mitziah? You just found it. It doesn't correlate to the search. You're walking and you found something. It's called a mitziah. So what does it mean? Yugata umotsoso. Two opposites. If you're regata, then you deserve it. If you worked hard, you deserve it. It's not matzosa. It's not a metziah. It's not something you found in the street. What are you talking about? You're learning Torah. You bang your head out. So they say that the pshat is, no matter how much you toil, it's only a metziah. The truth is, physical toil alone can't get you to the spiritual chokhmah of Hashem. Hashem's chokhmah, whether it's in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, Torah Shebichtav, is so beyond the human being who craves Gashmias, that there's no shidduch. The only shidduch is that Hashem gives it to you by matana. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu, when he learned for 40 days and Hashem gave him at the end a matana. And specifically with the menorah. Remember the menorah? V'zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. Right? And then it says, say oseh ha'menorah. It didn't say ta'aseh ha'menorah, it says se'oseh, tiktok. Well, Seos, that means it should be made. Not that you're going to make it. Because Moshe Rabbeinu tried. It didn't work. Hashem showed him a menorah from Eish. Zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. Zeh, I'm pointing to you. Here it is. Take a look at the picture of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeh. Zeh ma'aseh ha'menorah. He still couldn't get it. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He put it into the fire and out came a menorah. He didn't do it. It was made. Hashem made it. What kind of... How come the menorah? Because menorah represents Torah. And before Torah Shabbal Peh. And Torah Shabbal Peh is the pshat. No matter how much you toil, it's only a meh. See you at the end. You have to get the matana from Hashem. Bodku means, even if we can't find, Hashem made an ace and they found. It had to be an ace because I'll be teva. The Yevonim cleaned it all out. Over and over and over again. They must have done it 100 times. 101 times. To show them, kum faket. That even 101 times, we didn't find anything, so it must be it's not there. So that's an important thing. And then he brings a chiddush. A wonderful chiddush. We're from Issa Zalman Meltzer. The Evan Ha'ozel. You know what I said? He was Rav Aaron Cutler's shvir. The Rosh Yeshiva of Lakewood, his shvir. He brings the chiddush like this. It's a Gemara in Menachos. Listen to this Gemara in Menachos. Uvda, the Avimi chola. Avimi was sick. V'shochach Talmudo. And he forgot his Torah. His sickness brought a forgetfulness in his Torah. So Avimi is sick. He forgot. So what's he going to do? Okay, I forgot my Torah. Can't learn. So that's it. What am I going to do? Holach l'Rav Chisda. So what did he do? He went to Rav Chisda. Talmido. Little Mobni Menu. So he went to his Talmid. Avimi went to Rav Chisda in order to learn Torah from him. And the Gemara asked, wait a second, Avimi, who's the Revi, went to his Talmud to learn. Wouldn't it be better that the Talmud went to the Revi? The Revi's sick. He's lying in bed. He can't learn. So he wants to learn Torah. So he went to this Talmud to learn. It's like a bazillion. The Talmud should have went to the Revi. So that's what the Gemara asked. And then the Gemara answers, "Davimi sovor, the bahochi mistaimut tefei." Davimi thought that this will help my learning by going to my Talmud, schlepping to him, mistaya tefei. What does Rashi say, mistaya tefei? Yogati umotzosi. Yogati umotzosi Talmud. So that's why he went to his Talmud and not the Talmud going to him. Because we have the rule, Yogati Mitzosi Talmud. Frekva, Mrs. Zalman, what's it? Yogati Umitzosi has to do with toiling on a Tosfos, toiling in the Sugya, trying to find the Pshat, let's chazer it again, make sure we got the Shakla Vitaya. It has nothing to do with walking. Mrs. Zalman says, what's the Yogati Umitzosi here? That he went to his Talmud and he walked, he slept to him. Oh, so walking is gonna give me a siyata d'shmaya because Yogati Umitzosi says from here you see a Gavalda Gavulish. That walking, the fact that you slept to learn Torah, walking is part of Yogati Umitzosi. You see, even this Gemara, everything is finished. Walking, you're not learning. You don't even have the Gemara open. I'm going to get the Sefer. I'm looking for the Sefer to look something up. The Gemara calls that Yogata, Yigiyah. Yigiyah. Because that's all he was. Rashi's learning the Pshat. He thought it's going to help in his learning. What? Because of my Yogata and Matzasi. That's toil. I got to get up. I got to schlep to get the Sefer. Rabbi Akiva Eger says, he asks this Kasha, even it's not a Kasha, Ayin increases Dabchav Zayma base. You ever see those Wikipedia? Just Ayin. Remember Rabbi Yeager used to tell us, told his Talmidim once, Rosh Yeshiva, he says, Rabbi Yeager says Ayin, first of all, you should look it up, because Rabbi Yeager knows what he's talking about. Secondly, Lishmoa Divrei Chachamim. Lishmoa Divrei. Ah, but it's going to be a schlep till I find the Sefer. Rabbi Zalman says, when you go up to look for the Sefer, to find that Sefer, the look of Rabbi Yeager, you're Mekayim, you're Gato Matsosa. And that Yegiyah of walking is going to help you understand that Gemara better. It's part of the Agata Mazasa. That's the Chiddush. No, it's a big Chiddush. Getting a Sefer. And I'll add on, putting it back is also part of the Agata Mazasa. That's an extra Agata. It's included in that. So this is what Hanukkah is about. Hanukkah is about Bodku. The Gemara says Bodku. What do I have to say Bodku for? They found. They went in the Midrash and they found. They only found because it was Bodku. They only found because even though 3 years the Greeks were there, they weren't Miyash. And why weren't they Miyash? Because they realized they're only a Shaliach. You can't be Miyash and say, I'm not going to do it. I'm not taking care of my Neshama. You're a Shaliach. You can't tell what your Neshama, you're not going to feed him today with Torah and mitzvahs and davening. You're a shliach. You don't own the neshama that you can say, I can do what I want. You know, you don't own your body either. You want to carve your body out? You're not allowed to do that. Mazik, your body? It's not your body. Shem gave you the body. He started with Adam HaRishon and gave him a body. There was no body. And then he blew a neshama, it's not his neshama either. Your responsibility for what you did is only because you're a bad shomer. That's all. It's not because you own it. You're a bad shomer. You're not taking care of yourself. So that's important. You see from Hanukkah that there's no such thing as yish. This is before the Breslover movement and before the song. The Gemara says, you learn from here, there's no such thing as yish. You don't give up. And you're not the Bala boss to say that I can give up on you. And I'm not gonna take care of you. That's we should have a lichtige Chanukah, Rabbi Yisai, and be machazik yourselves to know that you're only a shliach and you're the Bala boss and not the Bala boss. Hashem's the Bala boss, and we have to take care of our neshamas no matter what the situation is. Hey, you just got it.